And this is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Niger President Mohamed Bazoum has been removed from power, according to a group of soldiers who appeared on the West African nation's state television late Wednesday, hours after the president was held in the presidential palace. Reading from a statement, a military officer said defense and security forces had decided to put an end to the regime that you know due to the deteriorating security situation and bad governance. He said Niger's borders are closed, a nationwide curfew declared, and all institutions of the republic are suspended. The soldiers warned against any foreign intervention, adding that they will respect Bazoum's well-being. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with Russia's defense ministry on military cooperation. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
North Korean state media says that leader Kim Jong-un has met with the Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu for discussions on military issues and the regional security environment. The meeting included a showcasing of some of North Korea's newest weapons. The Norse official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Shoigu reached a consensus on unspecified matters of mutual concern for national defense and security and on regional and international security matters. Some experts say North Korea sees the U.S. confrontation with China and Russia over regional influence and the aggression in Ukraine as an opportunity to break out of diplomatic isolation and insert itself into a united front against Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
With both Ukraine and the United States expressing satisfaction over Kyiv's recent counteroffensive, Russia's recent gambits came under diplomatic attack at the UN Wednesday, notably from U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
The world is paying the price for Russia's barbaric attacks.